I'm Vicky Merrick, the local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks with a national leader in the regenerative agriculture movement.
John Kempf is a longtime farmer in Ohio. He grew up on a conventional fruit and vegetable farm. His dad was a pesticide distributor, and he became a licensed pesticide applicator at age 16. But in the early 2000s, no matter what they sprayed, they started losing more than two-thirds of their crop every year. I caught up with John in his home office, outside in the farm fields.
The third year of that three-year period, 2004, we rented a field from a neighboring farm that bordered right up against one of our own fields. So now our rows were going across the former field border. We planted that field into cantaloupe, and at harvest time, on the old soil that we had been farming for the prior decade with intense pesticide applications, 80% of the leaves were infected with powdery mildew. It almost cost us the entire crop. On the new soil that we had not been farming for the prior decade that didn't have the pesticide exposure, there were no leaves infected. And there was this stark contrast, this knife line right down through the center of the field.
Kempf started asking questions. He wanted to know what would allow one plant to be disease resistant when another 2 feet away was susceptible.
What I learned fairly simply is that plants have an immune system much in the same way that we do. Some people become ill with the first cold or flu bug that comes along, and other people practically never become ill. And the difference between those two is how well their immune system has been supported with nutrition over the course of their entire lifetime. In fact, even from before they were born, the same idea holds true of plants as well, that plants have an immune system. And when that immune system is supported with the right nutrition and the right microbiome, they can be incredibly resistant to all types of disease and insect pressure.
Based on what he was learning, Kempf started changing the way he farmed. He stopped using pesticides and chemical fertilizers and began transitioning to a way of growing that's known as regenerative agriculture.
For me, regenerative agriculture accomplishes three things. One, it produces plants that are so healthy that they're completely resistant to diseases and insects and completely eliminate the need for pesticides. Two, that these healthy plants not only have this tremendous inherent immunity, but also pass that immunity on to people, and we can have a legitimate conversation about growing food as medicine. And three, that when we are growing these really healthy plants with these robust immune systems, they also regenerate soil health, build soil organic matter, sequester carbon, and store water in our soils to ultimately regenerate landscapes and regenerate ecosystems.
This is a very different way of thinking about growing than our conventional agriculture. On the ground, regenerative agriculture looks like limiting soil disturbance through low or no-till methods, or keeping soil covered at all times with mulches and cover crops, moving away from monocultures to grow a diversity of plant and animal species, and integrating perennial food plants like shrubs and trees. Kempf says studies show 60% of farmers who switch to regenerative agriculture do it for the same reason he did. They experience a personal crisis.
In the last 5 years, regenerative agriculture has moved from being a very fringe conversation to a conversation that every farmer has heard about and has participated in. And so that in and of itself, just the fact that there is this very large conversation happening already, speaks to the fact that there is a significant crisis that is happening already as well.
Kempf doesn't believe our conventional agriculture can hold on much longer. More and more farmers are experiencing the kinds of crop failures Kempf's family did. And farm debt, farmer suicide, and climate change are all putting tremendous pressure on the system. Today, Kempf works with growers all over the world as a consultant. His personal mission is to have regenerative agriculture be the mainstream by 2040.
It's much more powerful to be for something than it is to be against something. So it's much more powerful to be for regenerative agriculture than it is to be anti-GMO and anti-glyphosate and anti-technology. When we seek to produce change in the world, we can do that much more powerfully with honey than we can with vinegar.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got links to learn more about John Kempf and regenerative agriculture on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.